Democrat mayors complain as border crossers are bused to their cities. By John Binder on July 20, 2022. Democrat mayors in New York City and Washington, D.C. are complaining about busloads of border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in their cities even though they have voiced support for illegal immigration in the past. This week, Mayor Eric Adams seemingly decried busloads of border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in New York City, suggesting the city needs more federal funding to provide for the increase in arrivals from the United States-Mexico border. In some instances, families are arriving on buses sent by the Texas and Arizona governments, while in other cases, it appears that individuals are being sent by the federal government, Adams said in a statement to local media. Yet Adams has previously backed policies that promote illegal immigration. While running for mayor, he touted his support for keeping New York City a sanctuary city for criminal illegal aliens. Likewise, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser complained that busloads of border crossers and illegal aliens are overwhelming her city's shelter system. "This is a very significant issue. We have, for sure, called on the federal government to work across state lines to prevent people from really being tricked into getting on buses," emphasis added. "Local taxpayers are not picking up the tab and should not pick up the tab," emphasis added. Bowser, like Adams in New York, has a history of promoting illegal immigration in Washington, D.C. In 2016, Bowser reinforced that the nation's capital is a sanctuary city for criminal illegal aliens. "We celebrate our diversity and respect all D.C. residents no matter their immigration status," Bowser said at the time. "We are a sanctuary city because we know that our neighborhoods are safer and stronger when no one is afraid to call on our government for help, and when our police can focus on protecting and serving." The complaints come as American communities all over the country have been forced to deal with a booming wave of illegal immigration, and President Joe Biden's administration works directly with non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to bus and fly border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior. From February 2021 to May 2022, Biden has released more than 1 million border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities, with no end in sight. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.